somebody in the studio wants to bang David Beckham. Here's a hint. It's not Carmen. It's the Mike Calta Show.
I'm glad that one played. Because I have to tell you, with David Beckham retired and buying the team in Miami, he's been on more and more TV commercials.
Uh-huh.
And I am getting tweets of people and emails saying, hey, you're right about Beckham. Gorgeous.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was falling off a little bit.
No, no. Oh, my God. He's getting better with age.
He's like a fine wine.
Yeah. He's like got the gruff face now with the beard and all that. He's beautiful.
Yeah, but there's a photo of him and The Rock together. And The Rock overshadows him. And now you know who the best looking man in the world is. It's The Rock.
No.
Oh, get out of here.
He may have the best body, but he's got that big gorilla head. What? I don't like him.
Oh, get out of here. He would manhandle you, hold you down, and kiss you.
I don't want that. I want to hold my man. I don't want to be held. So I did see a picture of Jeter and Beckham together, and I thought, it doesn't get any better than this now, does it?
Yes, it does. Two women.
I meant as far as men go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like if I had to go to prison. If you had to go to prison, who would your... Like, I know you would just probably take whatever inmate they had there.
Well, no, I actually have standards when it comes to my gay sex.
And if you had to pick one, who would it be? You'd pick The Rock?
Out of anybody in the world?
Any man your life mate.
Ryan Reynolds.
Really? Better than the People's Champ?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds' body. Whew, and he's got a cute face. There's something about that face that's just so adorable. You just want to kiss
him. I'm not into the body so much as I am the face, so I'd still stick with Beckham.
I'd probably go, after much consideration, I'd change from Ryan Reynolds. I think I'm going to go Sam Rockwell. He can dance.
What?
That's because you were in love with Joey.
Well, maybe. But he could dance. He's funny. He makes me laugh.
Wow. He could dance? He can box. That's the top of your choice?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want a guy who could dance.
If I'm going to spend the rest, if he's my life partner,
you
yes,
want to dance with him
in
jail?
I want to be able to dance.
He's in love with Joey from Cowhead
that's
TV.
It, totally. That's Sam Rockwell.
Joey from Cowhead TV.
He is one of my best friends.
Except younger.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he's fantastic. I know we could drink together; it'd be fun. You guys ever
cuddle each other?
Who, me and Joey?
Yeah.
No, he won't let me near him.
I'm pretty sure you.
I don't think it's gay. I just think you're both weak.
No, I don't understand why.
I don't think it's sexual. But I think the two of you might cry together and hold each other.
We do cry together.
I found out Kelly was seeing another guy behind my back, and then he goes home, and he's like, "Oh." Kelly's
and Joey has to slip in a father role.
Yeah, and then Joey starts touching him and like on the shoulder, and then they hug.
Yeah, like Spanish curls, and puts his head on Joey's chest, and Joey rubs his back.
I sit next to him, and he just puts his hand gently on my thigh, you know, and then I'm like,
"No, you're making it sexual."
That's not sexual.
Yeah, any thigh?
There's my cellmate.
Who's that? Danny Noriega.
Danny Noriega.
Too old now.
American Idol.
Too old now.
But now I just saw this because I put his name in the Google box. Adore Delano.
I don't know who that is.
Is the stage name of American drag queen and singer Danny Noriega.
Oh, don't ruin it by dressing like a woman. Let me see.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that looks like scary. Amy Winehouse with red hair.
I don't like it.
Continues to get older, but still looks fantastic. And no matter what he does to his face, he still looks awesome.
Nick Nolte.
close. Yeah. Brad Pitt, man. He grows that awful goatee, and it makes him look sexier. How does that work?
I'll tell you where that's incorrect. Because over the weekend, I watched Legends of the Fall for the 1,850th time.
Good.
And he was so hot in Legends of the Fall that it doesn't. Now you look at him now, and you're like, now he's an old man.
And then you see Moneyball. And you're like,
actually, I watched Moneyball this weekend, too, and he still looks pretty handsome in Moneyball.
Yeah, but he's definitely older.
Yeah.
And the older he gets, the more he looks like Robert Redford, who is another fantastic-looking man. It's like Brad Pitt can do no wrong, because the older he gets, the better-looking.
The older Robert Redford gets, though, the more he looks like that sofa.
No.
His
face, but how is his hair? And I know they dye his hair and all that, but he still looks like...
He's got great hair.
He looks like an old boy.
Yeah.
Like, he still has boyish face and boyish charm.
But he has, he's got a lot of
valleys.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. A lot of contours to his face.
How different their lives are from just imagine Robert Redford can walk into a bar and know he can have any, not now, but maybe 20 years ago, could have any woman he wanted.
He could still bang 20-year-olds.
We'll never have that. No offense. I mean, no matter what level of celebrity.
You'll never have it. Speak for yourself.
Okay, but even if we get super famous somehow, we're never going to look like Robert Redford. We'll never
look like him.
Bar.
No.
And be like, I want that girl.
What you're saying is,
leftovers.
None of us could ever rest on our looks for the rest of our lives. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
By the way, Joey's trying to seduce Spanish right now by showing Sam Rockwell dancing.
Sam Rockwell. Look at that guy.
What is this from?
Oh, I don't know what that was from, but that's Guardian Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, but what is he dancing from?
I do not know. But he dances in a lot of his movies.
Dancing. I know he dances in Iron Man.
Yeah.
This is what happens when Carmen leaves. We start staring at hot guys. Like, this is the one segment we need her for.
No, I know. I just came up with Beckham, yeah. And Beckham's still gorgeous. So
he was great in The Sinner. Yeah, with Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell's a great actor. I don't know if I want him as a
life partner. Do you have a pass with your wife if you met? I know it sounds weird, but if you met like another guy celebrity and you're like, look,
what?
It's in our relationship that I could have sex with him or cheat on you. Listen with this man.
There's no way in the world I'm ever having any sort of, even David Beckham. If David Beckham and I were alone and he came up to me with his little clown voice and he was like, hello, Michael. I know you love me. Do you want to rub my chest? I go, no, dude, I don't.
It was
either
him or Anthony Hopkins. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael. I don't want to be anywhere. I don't even care about taking a picture with him. I can look at him and say, and the reality of it is, if you ask me who I could switch looks with, he would be the guy.
I like you.
What's that?
I like you the way you are, but...
Thank you for that.
Welcome.
But what I'm saying is I'm not interested in... It's not a sexual thing whatsoever. Why, do you want a man pass?
I don't know if I could have sex with another man, but if I had to, it would be Ryan Reynolds. I don't think there
would... Ryan Reynolds came in here and was a guest on the show, and afterwards he was like, I like you guys, let's go hang out. And then you guys were in the car alone together, and he's like, man, there's just something between us.
Oh, totally, it'd be down.
Oh my God,
so
dude.
So you're gay.
You're gay.
I guess I am.
You are.
Okay. I'm curious though, because he likes women.
Yeah,
I mean,
if no, came
I
on
think
to me.
I don't think he likes women. I think he needs a woman in his life
as
to balance
cover.
Him out. I need not as a cover, but like you feel like you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to have a girl. Listen, Caitlin, the two of us could run away together and leave these gay guys here. No, come on. Here's the thing: if you think that you can make out with Ryan Reynolds, then you definitely have gay tendencies.
I think I can make. I think I would stop it at like that's where that's as far as I can go.
Listen to me.
No
kissing. You'd kiss Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I would even do
You're
this.
Gay.
I would even do that to him because I do that. I do that to myself. How is that any different?
Because he's another dude.
Yeah, but what if, okay, Ryan Reynolds, he's like, hey, man, both of my arms aren't working. I need some release. I go, okay, I'll help out here, bud.
Hand angel.
You know what? You should call a hooker.
Why? Why waste the money when I'm perfectly happy to do the
game
for
him? You got Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Wow. That's gay.
Okay. Yeah, you're gay.
I'm the weird one. We just talked about hot guys for 5 minutes.
Doesn't matter.
No, it's fine.
It doesn't matter.
We're still friends with you, but yeah. You just so you know.
What do you think's holding you back?
The gay part of actually having
but
sex.
But you
with
just
a man.
Said you wouldn't have gay sex.
I think with one particular individual.
I don't think so.
Out there.
If you do with one, you do with others.
That's what you think. I know.
Think that of you.
Look,
I can tell you I would not do it with anyone.
I can tell you something, that I love dogs and I will pet any dog,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I don't just pet my dog. There's other dogs.
Okay.
So you saying that you're just going to have with one guy, that's wrong.
Pete could have two, have his arms amputated.
Yeah, I was going to ask if he lost
Pete could
both
have
his arms.
Both his arms. And he could be in a wheelchair and he could be, if say he had a horrible accident where his face was more grotesque.
Oh, God.
And he had no arms and a more grotesque face. And he came over and I went over his house one day and he said, listen, I hate to ask you this, but you're my best friend. Nobody will ever know about it. Can you just give me a little hand help? I'd look at him and I'd go, absolutely not. I will go find you a fatty or I will go get you some Craigslist hooker or something, but there's no way that I would do that for. I would at the absolute most, if he had a shoulder cramp, rub out the cramp.
Like the
That's
knot.
It. Get That's it. And I would only if we both were wearing clothes.
He doesn't have arms anymore, so I don't know if his shoulders are really going to hurt anymore.
Yeah.
I think because he can't move his arm, he's getting cramped up. Do you understand that anything more than that?
Yeah, you don't love your friends like I love Ryan Reynolds. I would do anything for Ryan Reynolds if he asked, minus stuff on the other side.
I think you would. I think if Ryan Reynolds asked you to mount him, you'd mount him.
If we had a few, if we got, you know, a few Malibu, Malibu breezes in us. And
right away, that means you're gay. There's no way in the world. If I'm half a bottle of Patron into it, and David Beckham's like, hello, Michael. Can you get me in the bum? I'd go, no, Deckham, I can't at all.
Saturday, you guys were all at the penthouse club at the strip club, and I was going to go, and my babysitter canceled. I'm like, oh, what a terrible night. But then I sat inside and watched Waiting and drank Malibu Bay Breezes by myself, and I go, no, nothing wrong with a...
Where was your girlfriend?
She went to stay at her parents this weekend.
Have you ever looked at Ryan Reynolds when you're doing alone stuff?
No. I've never done that to a guy. That's it. I don't see myself being able to. But if you're in prison, okay, I know it's not that we're in prison, but if we're in prison, I don't think it's gay, right? That's survival.
No, it's gay. Oh, it's okay. Just prison gay. It's gay in prison.
So there's no way where it's normal.
Would you be gay for pay? Would you?
How much is that pay?
You tell us.
If they're doing, they want you to bang a dude on video.
Oh, not on video.
Oh, no. Okay.
That'd be gay.
In private. Just like for a private audience.
Yeah. Private audience.
You think it's on video, it's private, and the next thing you know, it's everywhere. Yeah.
500,000 to a million. Yeah, it covers my kid's education. He never has to worry about money.
Okay. Well, you saying that, I guarantee I can get you for 50 grand.
Oh, no.
I guarantee if I can get somebody to approach you and promise you that nobody will ever see it, you'll be like,
50 nobody grand. Ever, yeah. That's hard to
It'll
turn
only
down,
be
though.
Shown in it's Kazakhstan.
If somebody came up and they were like, here's a backpack of 50 grand, I'd have a hard time turning that down.
Yeah, you would. See? What did I tell you?
What about if Ryan Reynolds said, do that to him and then you guys hang out? Like your friends with Ryan Reynolds.
But what do it to him? Like my help or?
No.
All of it.
Yeah.
How long are we best friends? Like forever? We're
five.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Oh my
God. Well, I get to go to red carpets. Oh, I get to hang out with his wife who's super hot and he probably eats really well and likes to paddleboard. I'm sure we have a lot
in
common.
You guys have kids? You guys have play dates?
Well, we won't talk about that. That just makes it weird.
Wow. Carmen?
Yeah, hi. Welcome back.
Please don't leave anymore.
We just start talking about hot guys and it brings out weird stuff.
That's gay, Robin.
Spanish, what about you?
What's that?
Would you go as far as Rob?
With Ryan Reynolds or like with my Sam Rockwell?
Whoever's hotter to you.
No, I don't think so. No.
If you have
no,
to think
I
about
don't
it that
think
long.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
I'm trying to be honest. So no, I don't know.
It's hard to say no without the option being in front of you. Like you can sit here and be like, no, I would never have sex. No, I would never do it. But then they walk into the room and you go, well, they are really good looking in person.
That never happens. I've met a lot of good looking guys.
I think that would be a fun relationship. Because look, if you guys argue, you can settle everything by arm wrestling. Or you could just wrestle. Like, hey, who's going to do the dishes? We get on the ground and wrestle. Whoever
or
wins.
Or fisting, whatever works.
Oh, wow.
The arm wrestling.
I took a hard right.
I mean, look at me. I look at Ryan Reynolds and his body right there. And I think that is a tight body.
Oh.
Don't want to touch it.
It does make me uncomfortable when you say it for some reason. But when Rob says
I don't know.
Body just rolls
body,
off
yeah.
the tongue.
I can say it. Yeah. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-pack.
Yeah. So many.
And some side ribs.
Yeah. Obliques.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I learned that word last year.
Get a picture of him with that beard when he did Amityville Horror. That's a good one.
Yeah, right there.
Lumberjack by Ryan Reynolds.
Man, you have it all categorized.
Yeah, oh yeah.